On top of a low table sat a British man-o'-war. It was almost 2 feet long. Rows of cannons stuck out of little square hatches on the side of the ship. Cells were secured to tall masts. Strings representing ropes went every which way. On the deck were figurines of sailors. One was climbing the rigging, and the others were scrubbing the deck. On the poop deck, the captain was talking to the first mate. The helmsman was at the helm, and the lookout was in the crow's nest. The lookout was pointing to a model pirate ship on the other side of the table. It was elaborate, like the man of war. Instead of a Union Jack, it flew the ominous skull and crossbones on black. It wasn't nearly as well armed as the man of war, but was sailing boldly toward it anyway. Joey smiled. Pirates weren't afraid of anything. Suddenly the twins were pushing by him into the room. "What is it?" said Glory with a shove. "Whoa," said Story, his arms hanging limply at his side as he slowly scanned the room. Glory, too, stopped, with her mouth hanging open. "Don't go any far," Joey started to say. The twins scampered in before he could finish the sentence. Glory found a switch and clicked it. A perfectly miniaturized train whistled and began its journey across a highly detailed countryside. It was on a large table that took up almost a quarter of the room. There were miniature hills and trees, a lake with real water, roads with tiny cars, telegraph poles and wires, and a complete city with school, church, stores, houses, water tower, train station, and many other things. "Wow," Joey said. "Isn't it neat?" said Glory. Story rested his chin on the table on the other side and followed the train with bright eyes as it rolled past. "Yo-yo!" Glory yelled. Joey turned to see Glory picking up a bright yellow yo-yo off the arm of a couch that sat in front of the window. She put it on her pointing finger and gave it a whirl. The yellow yo-yo spun down to the end of the string and hit the floor. The string was longer than Glory was tall. "Dang!" she giggled. "En garde!" Story said. Joey turned to see Story confronting him with a detailed wooden sword. The curved, blunted blade was polished and shiny. Story danced forward a couple of steps like the sword fighters he had seen in old movies and poked at Joey. "Hey," Joey said. He backed away from Story until he bumped into a shelf. He felt the shelf rock unsteadily. Before he could turn to steady it, a replica musket fell into his outstretched hand. He stared in surprise at the pistol. Doing the only natural thing, he pointed it at Story and said, "Bang!" Story had stopped in surprise at the sudden appearance of the pistol. Not one to miss an acting opportunity, he quickly moved into his death routine. He groaned loudly, stuck his tongue out of the corner of his mouth, spun around once, and fell onto his back, dead. Joey laughed. He felt the happiest he had been since his father's death. The bright room filled with wonderful things. Glory's concentrating on winding that long string back around the yo-yo. Story playing dead at his feet. It was all so good. The happiness Joey felt faded suddenly when Joey remembered the man coming out of the garage that morning. "Guys, we have to get out of here," he said with sudden urgency. "You are such a pooper party," Glory said, frowning at him. "Party pooper," Story corrected, sitting up. "I like pooper party better," Glory said, making progress with the yo-yo. "No, I mean it," Joey said. "I saw a man coming out of here this morning. This must be his room."
"You mean him,"
Glory said. With a tilt of her head, she indicated a man standing in the doorway. She continued winding the yo-yo for a second more, then stopped, looked at the man, and screamed. Her high, piercing scream would have hurt a dog's ears. Joey's heart thumped wildly. It was the man who had looked at him that morning. Story scrambled to his feet and squeezed between Joey and the shelf. Glory's scream stopped as she ran out of breath. As she prepared to scream again, the man, who had put his hands to his ears and was grimacing in pain, said, "Please don't." His words distracted Glory, and she stood silently, with her mouth open. The moment to scream now gone, Glory turned and whispered loudly, "Joey!" She squeezed in with Story behind her big brother. The shelf rocked again, and a little plastic figure sailed down in front of them on a parachute. They all looked